It's the 23rd of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The east-west rail corridor between Oxford and Cambridge through Bedford seems to be a popular idea based on the results of a recent survey, but not everyone is happy. 58% and above of residents living in Bedford think that the project would provide better employment, transportation, educational and healthcare opportunities. BFAR, who opposed the scheme, said that only people in Bedford were polled, with the borough's villages being excluded. The campaign group are thinking of running their own polling, asking whether residents want the track, the environment damage and the diesel pollution in their neighbourhoods. The rail connection is endorsed by the area's Federation of Small Businesses, the Bedford Chamber of Commerce and the regional chapter of the Confederation of British Industry. A family who stopped at Toddington Services off the M1 in Bedford for petrol had their suitcases and mother's ashes stolen from their car. The family were on their way from Leicester to Heathrow Airport to scatter the remains in India when the theft took place. Police are appealing for witnesses. Research conducted by gambling site Jeffbet has determined that Luton is not the place to be if an apocalyptic event like a nuclear war or an alien invasion were to occur. 13 elements were used to rank towns and cities across the UK, including population density and whether resources for survival like food or water were accessible. Out of the top 10 worst cities for each component, London was named 9 times on the list, with Luton grabbing one of those spots. 9-year-old Florrie, along with a few other volunteers from Bedford, have embarked on a street clean-up project to improve their neighbourhood in Manton Heights. 7 bags of rubbish were collected. Florrie was prompted by a scheme at her school to solve a local issue. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.